A federal appeals court has ruled that two reporters must testify before a federal grand jury. They could go to jail unless they say who told them the name of an undercover CIA agent. This case has been going on for some time. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has been covering it. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Steve.
Let's start with the basics here. This ruling is in the inquiry into the leak of this particular name, Valerie Plame, the wife of former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. And refresh our memories on why those names were important.
In July of 2003, Ambassador Wilson wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times in which he undermined a key weapons of mass destruction claim made by President Bush in justifying the war against Iraq. Wilson's op-ed disclosure, which was based on a mission he undertook for the CIA, was a major embarrassment for the administration. And 11 days later, columnist Robert Novak wrote that two senior administration officials had told him that Wilson's wife, whom he identified as a CIA operative named Valerie Plame, had been instrumental in getting the CIA to send Wilson on the mission. A week later, Newsday reported that Plame was an undercover operative, and the newspaper quoted Novak as saying, quote, "I didn't dig it out. It was given to me. They thought it was significant. They gave me the name, and I used it." Later, Novak disputed the quote, saying, "Nobody in the Bush administration called me to leak this." Now, all of this matters because Valerie Plame was a covert operative. And under the federal law, knowingly disclosing the name of an undercover operative is a crime. And Ambassador Wilson charged that the administration had sought to discredit him by blowing his wife's cover.
You just reminded us of a story involving Robert Novak, the syndicated columnist. But this latest news of the investigation involves other reporters, correct?
That's right. The New York Times' Judith Miller and Time Magazine's Matt Cooper, they were both subpoenaed by a special prosecutor who was appointed by the Attorney General to find out if there was a crime, and if there was a crime, to prosecute somebody for it. And he learned in the course of that these two reporters had apparently been given the same information that Novak had been given.
Neither of these reporters wrote about Valerie Plame at the time.
They didn't write about it. They apparently thought for some reason that it was irresponsible, not credible, whatever the reasons, and they have refused to testify, citing reporter source privilege. A district court judge said there is no such privilege under established law. They then appealed to the D.C. Court of Appeals, and yesterday they lost, and they're probably going to appeal again. But at the moment, they're either going to have to testify or go to jail.
So how is it that these two reporters could conceivably go to jail for refusing to testify about something that they did not write while we have not heard anything about the reporter who did, Robert Novak?
I can only speculate here. Since Robert Novak was the prime mover in this story, we have to assume, if we're speculating, that he has in some measure cooperated with the prosecutors and said to them, so-and-so gave me this information, but he had no idea she was an undercover agent, therefore he wasn't committing a crime, this wasn't part of any larger strategy to discredit Ambassador Wilson. If there wasn't any strategy, well then, other reporters wouldn't have been called by the same source. So conceivably what the prosecutor is trying to do here is find out if there was a strategy to discredit Ambassador Wilson, and if the people who had the strategy knew that Valerie Plame was a covert operative, didn't care, and disclosed her name anyway.
That's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, thanks.
Thank you.